Yesterday, Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro was joined by Scott Gillespie from the Gillespie Group, as well as Carl Dorschimer, who's the Lansing Economic Development Corporation head, and Bob Johnson from the Department of Planning and Neighborhood Development for the City of Lansing. There's a new project, a proposed $6.8 million development on the site in Lansing will include 90 apartment units, more than 2 acres of green space, and rain gardens to manage storm water runoff. Pretty interesting development. Let's talk with Scott Gillespie from the Gillespie Group. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell us about this new plan for the Ottawa Butler parcel.
Well, it's you described it pretty well. It's right within the Genesee and Downtown Neighborhood Association. It's 90 units on a 5.3-acre site. It's a contaminated site with lead and arsenic and high levels of some other contaminants. It was formerly owned by the state of Michigan, and at one point was scheduled to be the governor's residence. That obviously never happened, and now it became available, and I've put forth a proposed development, and I'm pretty excited about it.
What made you decide to pick that parcel?
Well, I guess first it was it became available. It was scheduled to be developed by another developer, and then the housing market. We all know what happened there, and I'm high on downtown. I think it's a great market. I think there's a lot of young professionals that want to live downtown. They want quality apartments, and they want to be able to walk or bike to their office or place of work downtown. And not only young professionals, but there's empty nesters and those that just want to be in an urban setting.
Is financing in place for the project?
I have a number of financial institutions that I'm working with. I do not have anything finalized at this point. The biggest thing holding that back is final approvals for the project itself.
Will you be using any union workers in the project?
More than likely, yes. You know, at this point, it's hard to say how many or who or what. We're very premature to tell you anything like that. We will be going out for bid, and I'm going to solicit bids from anybody that's qualified to do the work.
Do you need concessions for the City of Lansing? It seems like this is going to be a pretty costly cleanup of a contaminated area. Are you asking for tax concessions from the city?
Well, there's an existing brownfield plan in place. I am asking, and what I'm going for approval on, is an amendment to that plan. The original plan, I believe, was over $1.5 million. I'm asking to amend it down to $891,000. Of course, the brownfield, that incentive only allows you to use that money for eligible activities, what they call them, but it has to relate to the cleanup and the public infrastructure.
How many workers do you think this will employ?
Temporary construction workers is probably going to be about 75.
And finally, before I let you go, what's your take on a casino in downtown Lansing? Do you support it?
I don't know, Tony. I think once we get past the moral arguments, I think it'd be great to have something new in downtown. You know, but I'm not a big gambler. But it's having something new and something quality in downtown Lansing, I don't think ever hurts.
Well, Scott, you may not gamble at the casinos, but being a developer it is a gamble. But it seems like this is a pretty cool project, and you'll employ 75 people, which would also be good. When do you hope to break ground?
Assuming everything goes well with the approvals, I would hope to break ground this fall on the first phase and open the first phase in the spring of 2013.
All right, Scott, we'll stay in touch with you. Once you break ground, we'll get you back on to talk about some more specifics of the project. Congratulations, and we'll talk with you again
soon.
Thanks,
Tony.